Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
You want to? Let's take this call.
Should I say who it is? All right.
Hello.
What's up, Grunny?
Hey, congratulations. Big win last night over Louisville. It's here for Dave Dorn from Kansas City, everybody.
Representing Dave, Kansas City.
Great job, buddy.
Congratulations, wow. Coach.
Good to be on with you guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Hey, Dave, it's just amazing to watch. And, you know, and I was telling these guys when I went over with Colin and went through your team and went through the facility and met your coaches and met the people around it and the athletic director and all those people, how they are behind you and how they rally for you, they play for you, they love being around you. How did you develop this? Because one of they're talking about here in Kansas City and especially with David Beatty, a guy that he's trying to develop a program. What's your advice for some of the fans out here? And even the people that are the alumni here in Kansas City of Kansas, what's your advice for those guys?
Well, I don't think the outside people realize how broken sometimes the program is, you know, and I don't know what's going on there because I haven't paid a lot of attention. But when I got here, it was very broken, and you got to build a culture, and you got to choose if you want to do it the right way or the wrong way and cut corners and take shortcuts. And you know, on our side, we didn't do that. We took our time and we hired great people. We were allowed to do that financially, and we developed them the right way. We built a great culture with great kids, and now they're in their fourth year, and you're seeing the benefits of it.
All right, Coach. Obviously, Tim Grenhardt has been blowing you up early this morning. So take me through the life of a head football coach. A big win on Thursday night against Louisville, and I'm sure you guys are all very happy and celebrating after the game. How much sleep have you had? You're already back up and at it. How much sleep did you get?
I got enough. You know, I don't require a ton. My batteries were pretty charged after that one. But, we playing Thursday night, tough week, you know, three-day week, really. You talk about your preparation. The kids and coaches did a great job. But I gave everybody 48 hours off, so we're going to recharge here and go watch a high school game, recruit a little bit tonight, and take a day off tomorrow and then get back to work Sunday, get ready for Pitt.
You know, obviously everyone had their eyes on Lamar Jackson. He put up some big numbers, but your quarterback, Ryan Finley, certainly did not take a back seat. He threw for 367 yards. What did you think of the performance of your quarterback?
I thought it was elite. I thought he did a great job. I mean, he threw a bunch of touch passes to guys, and the deep ball accuracy was incredible. His receivers did a nice job, too, going up and getting some tough catches for him.
How often does Grunny blow your phone up at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning, day after a game?
He stays in touch. I mean, we've got a great relationship and definitely mutual respect. And it was good to hear from him.
Hey, you know, David, just watching you guys go out and compete against Florida State on the road and get that big win and then, you know, catapulting that into Louisville. It's just fun. It's fun to watch, especially I watch you on the sideline, you know, because you're my guy. I watch you on the sideline. And even after there's a couple penalties yesterday, some things, you know, fumbles and stuff, you just never get too high or too low. I mean, how do you keep your composure like that?
It's not how it feels on the inside, buddy. I can tell you that. But I don't know. I've just always felt like if I'm a guy on the sideline that panics and shows signs of that, then my team's going to follow me. And just got to be resilient and understand there's a lot of time on the clock and try to figure out why the things are happening that they are and just get them turned around. You know, we always say that the play that you're in's the most important play until the next one starts, you know, and just got to make sure we don't let one bad play turn into a bunch.
So in this room, we have a St. Thomas Aquinas guy running the board. We have a Bishop Ward guy, and we have a St. Pius guy. And then I guess I have been grandfathered into the Bishop Miege. Yeah, any fond memories? Now, did you play against Ward? Were you in that era when you guys played Bishop Ward?
I think we did early on. I don't remember playing him later, maybe our freshman and sophomore year. But definitely have some good CYO memories of playing against all those kids at the feeder schools, you know.
Yeah, man. I went to St. Peter's Cathedral, and we played at St. Agnes all the time in yeah. CYO Sports. And did you – I'm trying to – was my cousin John Bucati at Miege at the same time as you?
Close friend. Very close friend.
Yeah. Yep. Do you got any of his paintings hanging in your office or anything like that? Have you had him do one yet?
Oh, I got plenty of them.
He does, all over his house.
So he's my cousin. His brother, Buck, Tom, told me that he's going to come do a painting for you at North Carolina State. Is that on the books?
He has in the past. Okay. I don't know if he'll do one this year, but he has in the past. He was at our UNC game and painted on the sideline during that game.
And then also we have a St. Thomas Aquinas guy that, you know what, I'm not even sure that's a rivalry anymore, Dave.
Easy, Grunny.
I mean, we just keep beating them and beating them.
I've gotten kind of soft over there.
Oh, yeah! You just got to take it.
I do.
You can't say
nothing about it. Coach Dorn actually graduated with my older brother, Dusty, at MEA, so class of 90.
Oh, boy. All these connections. And I'll tell you this. You know what? We're so happy for you, representing Kansas City and doing great things with North Carolina State. But and just remember now how happy and fun Tim Grunhardt is right now, because – on the 28th, after you guys go to South Bend and beat Notre Dame, he may not have had the same mood the next day. He may not be calling you, so let's just remember how all these good feelings right now, Coach, all right?
Well, yeah, hopefully I get him really upset, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, the Pedrottis, old man Pedrotti and Mark are staying at the condo there, so if you guys win, they're on the street, just to let you know that. Right now.
We expect you to...
Johnny, we're not going there to lose, buddy.
Yeah, we expect you to blow his phone up the next morning after you beat Notre Dame.
I have a feeling that's going to happen. I have a feeling that's going to happen if he beats us. But hey, Dave, I know you're busy, man, but we were talking about you this morning. Had to give you a text to see if you can come on the show. I know you're always a guy that always gives back here to Kansas City, and you know, we love you here, and you never know what paths, you know, next thing you know, he may be the next head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs someday. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that'd be a dream come true. I'll tell you, they're doing a great job. It's been fun to watch Coach Reed and those guys there. They're fun to watch right now.
Now, did you try to steal that shovel pass from Coach Reed? I saw you run that towards the goal line there. It didn't quite work out as well, but...
We've been running that here for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Andy Reid stole it from him.
Yeah, he stole it from you guys then.
Well, Coach,
a lot of the stuff in college is showing up in the NFL now. Some of the trick plays that we have. I know they have started to open things up with their quarterbacks, but I think he does a phenomenal job. They're fun to watch.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, on Sunday night, the Chiefs are going to be taking on the Houston Texans led by Deshaun Watson, and you know what it's like to try to get a defense ready to face Deshaun Watson. So if you would, just give us your thoughts about him as a quarterback, you know, he's had tremendous success already at the NFL level. What are the biggest challenges in facing Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, he's got really good deep ball accuracy, super competitive guy, and has great poise. You know, I didn't really ever see him get too rattled. And, you know, he is a better runner than people think, like speed-wise, he can go. And every time we played against him, I just, you know, we tried to change coverages and give him different pictures and had a lot of success against him last year. But in years prior, I mean, the way he can throw the ball down the field from an accuracy standpoint, even under pressure, he was better against the blitz and against the four-man rush.
All right. Hey, Dave, thanks so much. I don't know if you knew this, but Coach John Holmes from Bishop Miege High School was the NFL player of the NFL coach of the week for the whole country yesterday. So he's big time now.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Did you know that?
That a baby.
Yeah, there you go. Coach Holmes, you know, maybe you go to the Chiefs, he goes to North Carolina State. What do you think? Maybe 10, 15 years from now. How about that?
Yeah. Right. 15 years from now, Grady, I'm going to be in a river fishing retired.
I'll be there with you. I'm already retired, so just let me know.
I ain't doing this longer than that.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, congratulations on all the success so far. That's great. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it, guys. Go Pack.
There you go.
See you.
There it is.
Good guy. Great guy. You know, getting up on a, you know, he just rolled out of bed. I mean, probably not.
It's 8:30. It's late. 8:30.
He's ready to roll.
I bet you. Yeah. That game went pretty late last night.
Yeah, it did. But he was home and probably went back. He's got a fire pit in his backyard. Probably a little scotch and a cigar. Sat out there for a couple hours and just kind of unwind a little bit. And, you know, he's just very, very good guy. And
I know
he really gives back to Kansas City.
I know what you're doing. Trying to soften him up before the Notre Dame game. It's not going to happen.
It's not.
He doesn't crack. He's all business.
You just motivated him now.
No, listen, you know, it's funny you say that because the Hasselbacks, they did the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I gave Hoover's friends of the Hasselbacks through. You know,
can you tell them apart?
I can't. I don't even know. Who
I never know which one's talking.
So Hoover's like, hey, can you have Dave Doran's numbers? I could give, you know, so they could set this up to go talk to him. And they did, and they set it up, and Dave was, I guess the meeting was from 3:30 to, you know, 3:45 or something. At 3:45, he got up and said, okay, guys, that's it. See you later. And not being a jerk, but just, I mean, you guys have talked to him before. He's
all honestly, business, man.
He's all business.
Yeah.
He is all business. And, you know, I'm able to kind of loosen him up a little bit because I've known him for years, and we've shared a couple of adult beverages together.
Right.
And,
but I think that's a pretty good indication that what we just heard right there was him loosened up.
That's it.
Because he still was pretty serious.
That's about as loose as he gets.
Yeah. So.
Beat Louisville, maybe one of, if not the best college football player in the nation in Lamar Jackson. One at Florida State. And you know, we all these connections. Those are two of our friends who are button heads. Our man Darren down at Florida State. You know,
I don't have my Jake took my iPad, so I'm sure that Kearns is blowing it up right now.
He is.
You know, he's blowing it up about Dave Doran. He texted me before he did, didn't he? He's already blown up. He said before the game, he goes, "Hey, Dave Doran's crew coming in here, man. They're really good. They're really tough." So he knew they were coming.
So I was watching that game. I didn't get to watch the Florida State game, but I was watching that game last night, and they got some athletes on that North Carolina State team. The running back was really good.
That's why I mentioned that quarterback. That quarterback was shredding them.
They had some tall,
shredding Louisville.
Tall, athletic wide receivers that the Louisville defensive backs just could not keep up with. I mean, it was. I was like, wow, this is a legit team.
Congratulations to Dave Doran, Bishop Miege grad. Congratulations.
Bobby Petrino was ready to jump on a motorcycle after that game.
What do you think? 24? They were 24. What do they go to? They have to go in the top 15.
Top 20, I think, when you combine that with that win against Florida State.
Yeah.
And they're going to have plenty of opportunities. You look at their schedule. Now, the two big games that jump out, of course, at Notre Dame and then home against Clemson, but I think they win the rest of them. And even if they could split those two games, you know, at least win. I mean, Clemson would be a huge win. It's at North Carolina State. And like you guys said, they almost pulled it off last year.
Yeah, they had Clemson beat last year.
But I would not.
Last 2 years.
I would not feel very comfortable with them going to Notre Dame, Granny. I'm just telling you.
I'm never comfortable.
And you're going to be there, aren't you?
I'll be there.
You'll be a nervous wreck, won't you? Yeah. That's Tim Grunhard. We've got more with Grunny after this on WHB.